Hello and welcome to the debut audio commentary for Slapstick Stuff. My name is Rich. I hope most of you already know who I am. For those of you who don't, I do all these. So, and this is Slapstick Stuff Volume 25, Scene 1, starring the lovely Dina. There she is right now in a lovely little top, which I believe this scene occurred. There's a huge background behind this scene, and this is as much as I love to shoot out of the comfort of my own home, which is great for a variety of reasons. Very convenient. I can do a lot more things. I would never want to go back on the road. But the advantage of being on the road in this case, I was driving up to the university area here in North Carolina to shoot with Dina and Casey from Volume 14. And I was meeting up at Casey's townhouse right there. And apparently they had had a rough night the night before. They had gone out a little bit excessive drinking. And when I knocked on the door, after several minutes, I finally got Dina coming down, who looked like she had only woken up a few moments ago, who pretty much informed me that everybody else was asleep. So, needless to say, the two-girl shoot did not happen. Hang on. Dina's getting slime for the first time. This is good. This is nice. Yummy. I've tried to edit myself out of the shots after this. You can see my feet and jeans, baggy jeans. There we go. Oh, nice. Anyway, so the problem was that we were supposed to do this two-girl scene and nobody was awake. Nobody was moving but Dina, and we made the executive decision that she could shoot a scene solo, and it was going to be the only scene. As it turned out, her and Casey never did wind up doing the two-girl scene. I don't even know exactly what the skit was. That's some nice thick slime right there. I'm sorry. I'm trying to comment on the action while at the same time tell the story. It's like juggling. I'm juggling a few things in the air at once. So anyway, my point is that if I'd been doing this out of the comfort of my own home, I probably would have gotten a phone call from Dina the morning of, or tracked them down, and the shoot would never have occurred. But because I was on the road, I was right there outside their house, and we made the best of it. So I let myself in, and I would show up with all the raw ingredients. I would show up with, you know, pie crust and Cool Whip and shaving cream and cake mix and buckets. So as Dina prepared herself, I pretty much put all the slime together in their kitchen, and then checked out her outfit, which I enjoyed. Dina is now getting the face full of slime. Very nice. The all slime. And then typically we would go outside. I'm not sure if you can see this from here, but we would set up the drop cloth, and then I would go outside and off to the right there by the sidewalk. I would do the shaving cream and the Cool Whip, and basically put the pies together right there on the spot and leave them lying on the ground. And just pray that the rain would not occur, which it actually did when I shot with Dina a second time. But in this case, we were all good. So I make my way outside along with Dina, along with Carrie, who Carrie is the third girl in the silent movie from SS30. But she is also the female pieing Dina in this volume as well as volume 14. So the two of them come outside. Carrie somehow has other people that she's invited over. There she goes. Good job for her. Nice. The pie sandwich. So Carrie has a couple friends, and in case you can hear them in the background kind of laughing and mocking Dina as it occurs. Yes, one day you'll get revenge, Dina. That may be a couple volumes from now. So if my memory serves, Casey eventually woke up, got ready, and said, "Hey, I'm going to get something to eat, and I got to go to work." And she pretty much bailed. And yeah, that was the last we saw of her. She was originally, like I said, supposed to shoot some two-girl stuff with Dina this particular day, and it didn't happen. And she was also supposed to do volume 30, and that didn't happen either. And I like to come up with all sorts of gossip, but the simple truth of it is that they just had a falling out. As if you know females, that's what happens. They're best friends, and then one day they're not. So for whatever reason, the two of them stopped hanging out, and that was the end of Casey participating in our shoots. So she was one and done, just volume 14. But Dina has always, Dina at the very beginning, volume 11, I guess, was, we were talking on the phone and we were setting it up and I was looking forward to shooting with her. And then it took a couple weeks, leading up to the shoot where I didn't hear from her. And at that point I left this voicemail basically saying, I'm calling off the shoot 'cause I haven't heard from you. And that prompted her to call back in about like 5 minutes. So from that point on, though, Dina has been 100% reliable. In fact, that's probably one of her best qualities. She has other great qualities than a slapstick stuff girl, but probably her reliability is what I most appreciate. She has worked with friends of hers that are not as reliable, but she always shows up. And this scene is a testament to the fact that Dina is, above all else, reliable, because this was something where I could have shown up with all sorts of, with all this crap in my car and gone home very frustrated, not doing anything. Instead, we wound up getting a great scene out of it. I think Carrie quite enjoyed this. And this is, see, this right here, the double slime, not something you can do without a partner. Carrie's got the bucket in the shot. It happens. I think I gave her the bucket with less slime in it just because I didn't trust her slime pouring skills as much. At this point, Dina's been slimed on a few different occasions, and she has some pretty funny reactions. So she also has a very unique hand wipe where she starts at the center and works her way out and clears her face off pretty well. So I know, it took me till the whole end of the scene to actually start commenting on the scene. But I'm commenting now, so. Rich is throwing the pies, yes. I just started figuring, I think I made a desperate attempt in one of our first shoots to throw pies, and I was miserable at it. I missed half the time, and I said, okay, clearly this isn't going to happen. But you shoot outdoors, there's a little bit more freedom. You feel like you can fling pies around, and it's okay if you miss, and so this one and the Jennifer shoot right before it were both, I started flinging pies around. And at that point I got a little more confident in my skills. Very nice. See, there I am in the shot again, you know, a little bit too much of a wide angle, but it happens. So this, it was the only time we ever shot, in this location, which, like I said, is outside, Casey and Carrie, I believe, were roommates, so it was outside their townhouse, and I think some of their neighbors, all college kids, were, like, walking their dogs, and I think one of them was, like, you know, about a couple hundred feet away and was just laughing at Dina the whole time, so it's a good time, good day, good shoot for everybody concerned, and like I said, we did, took a little while to set up. And here we go. Oh, nice. The scene is done. If you are listening to this while watching the downloadable version, your scene is completed. If you are watching the DVD, you're watching me talk over the outtakes. And back in the day, the outtakes basically consisted of me just taking the main camera footage and just running it without any edits, because I was just cutting corners. Because I didn't quite know what I was doing. And that's why all those DVDs run for about 90 minutes, because the scenes themselves are about 6 or 7, and then you have 20 minutes of just uncut footage that you've already seen. So hopefully we've improved the outtakes since then. At least now the outtakes give you something a little different than what you've already seen, and the downloadable videos and the DVDs are basically identical at this point. But that was not the case back then. So you still get to hear me talk, which is fantastic. I'm not sure what else to say other than this was a great scene that sold really well, that came out of what could have been a complete disaster. And I've had similar experiences where models decide that they're going to have a little too much fun the night before, and it never ends well for me. It always ends up with the shoot being canceled. But in this case, we pretty much shot one guerrilla style. So everything up outside destroyed the poor girl and went from there. And this is probably this is just about this one and the other Dina scene that I did was a few weeks later was probably about as messy as we'd ever gotten somebody, maybe with the exception of Ashley, which was another outdoor one. And from that point in time, I kind of felt like I had more of the freedom to expand the scenes, more pies, more slime, more water, more everything when I was shooting outside. And so that philosophy continued for quite a while and probably still does. And now we do it inside and we still get just as messy, and my carpet can vouch for the fact that we don't hold back. So anyway, hope you have enjoyed this, the very first Slapstick Stuff audio commentary. It was fun, a little bit trickier than I thought it would be to condense my thoughts into 6-7 minutes as the scene's going on. So hopefully I'll be better next time. But you know, like I said, it's free. Get what you pay for. So thanks as always for your support. Thank you for your support, Adina. Tell you what, I'll record an audio commentary to Dina's other scene. I think that'll be good. I'll give you some more Dina stories. Till we meet again, this is Rich. Later.